Hi, my name is Lotus Aloba, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with my arm. Hi, I am Lotus Aloba, and I'm an ever-evolving person, being, human, spirit. And this is my podcast, Lobaland, where I've thought about changing the name of it, to be quite honest, and have chosen to keep the name because, and I haven't really found anything that I'm willing to call it outside of Lobaland, and it just makes sense. So, Lobaland, welcome. I usually have a more well thought out intro, but this season, it's looking like it's giving whatever comes up, and it's gonna flow with spirit on the entire experience. This episode's a freestyle episode. I have been doing my best to gear up to even record an episode for y'all for a couple of weeks, just not knowing where I would be taking this thing. And then just realizing, like, I'm just gonna continue to share my life as I see fit. We'll see what happens. I feel like that's what I got. There's a really cool clip that I might insert here. It's Auntie Bev, and she's talking about how, like, she doesn't have a game plan for this year. And it's okay, because life can just happen, that she's so prepared and ready for whatever comes her way that she can just kind of sit back and let things be and unfold. And I really enjoyed that clip because I think I have a lot of thoughts on preparation. I feel a lot of people think that they need to prepare and be ready, when in fact that they are prepared and ready, and it's more of just accepting the fact that you're prepared and ready and allowing that to unfold. And then for certain people in different seasons, maybe it is you preparing and getting ready. Who knows? I am not living your life, so only you know. One of those things may resonate, none of them may resonate. It's totally fine. I wanted to do a freestyle episode, which is really uncomfortable right now. Usually I have a very laid out plan, an outline of what I'll be talking about to ensure that you're getting, like, digestible information and insights, techniques that you can practice to receive, like, instant gratification and then build on that practice. And this one is just me really being honest and transparent about where I am in this life that I'm living. This is just me literally sitting in, like, my house attire chatting with you all. Let's talk about matcha first, because I have some type of decorum and I know that we love matcha, and I'm drinking out of my favorite cup, my little Hello Kitty cup that my niece gave me for my birthday. And you can see that there's, like, still some matcha in there because I've been sipping this big cup all morning. And this is not my first time recording this. So, salut, cheers. Delicious. Love my matcha. This recipe is 4 ounces of vanilla almond milk, 4 ounces of filtered water, a half teaspoon of matcha, a half teaspoon of cacao powder, and maca powder. It's a blend that I have, and cinnamon. And then I have a MCT oil creamer that I use, and then a regular creamer that just has, like, caramel flavoring to it. Blended it up and it's delicious. So I'm sipping on that right now, enjoying that. I have a few things that I do want to touch on, and though it's not in any direct order, I do have some notes. If you see me looking down, if you're watching the visual aid to this, that's what I'm doing. I want to make sure that I stay decently on topic. I guess I'll start off with just being in this cocoon phase, and then how I felt this energy of my Aunt Carmen kind of swoop in and redirect me. And I really appreciated it, because your girl was feeling very, like, what the fuck. There's, like, been this running joke on TikTok where it's like all the fixed signs are, like, going through shit right now. And I'm a fixed sign. I am a Scorpio stellium. So I was like, what? That's not cool. Though I am definitely going through some things, it's really not bad. It's really not crazy. And they're all happening because I need to recenter and refocus, and I can be a little stubborn. It is not lost on me that the universe would provide a way to ensure that I do what needs to be done on my journey. Hence the contrast that I was experiencing. I felt like I was in my cocoon phase. And I really thought I was getting to the butterfly point of the process. I do feel like I was there. I don't want to say I misstepped, but there was just a part of my journey where I needed to be a bit more courageous, and I wasn't. And I think that delayed the transformation into the butterfly, but for a good reason, because it is something that I do need to be very clear on expressing and getting comfortable with doing, because it's a requirement for this next level of my life. And I realized too, it's not that I'm not a brave person. I'm pretty brave. I've always been pretty comfortable with just being outspoken, really prioritizing my needs and being self first unapologetically. And then recently I had a really hard, I was struggling with like my core mantra, which is self first unapologetically, and that sucked because it was very confusing. When you have core beliefs that you identify with for so long and then you fall out of alignment with one, or there's really this experience of you expanding and maybe even fortifying that core belief, you can feel unhinged. Because it's like, oh, I've been standing on this platform for a very long time and shit is feeling very wiggly. And I don't like that at all. And that's where I was at. I was putting myself first. Definitely was being unapologetic about it when I was putting myself first. And it was causing a lot of discomfort in my body, in my mental, and in my energy, in my emotions as well. And it required me to pause and pull back from everything that I was associated with and doing, and just making sure that I was still putting myself first. I am a person that, once I love you and I care about you, I'm invested. Like, I'm deeply invested in your well-being and in your success. But that can be the other side of people-pleasing, where I don't just do things to make people happy. But because I have so many different skill sets and talents, if I love and care about you, I will use all that I have to help support you. And that is a deformed way of people-pleasing. It's very sophisticated. Like, I also realized that my self-sabotage was coming through with that practice and delaying me from doing the things that I'm actually here to do, like record this podcast episode, produce amazing content and things like that. It was distracting me from doing that because I was pouring myself into so many different avenues that were very justifiable, and I still stand behind it, but they can't be first, right? So I had to switch that up. That gets weirder when you really care about what it is that you're doing and who it is that you are building with, because you feel like you're letting them down. But it is about trusting that I have to follow my design. It is an active choice that I'm making. Shout out my mentor, Yonori, for reminding me that we always have choice. I preach about the power of choice all the time, but every so often you can forget that you have the power to choose. So I actively choose to put myself first because I know how beneficial it is, not only in my life, but to my clients, my community, and my loved ones. It ensures that I'm my best self with them. It also helps to honor my design as an emotional projector, where if I'm not myself, I become very bitter, very, very bitter. And I am not a bitter person. I'm not into it. It's not a cute vibe for me. It's not something that I enjoy being. So if I find myself getting into spaces like that, what I've realized in hindsight is that I shut down. Whether like my body gets really sick or I mentally feel unwell, like I just cut everything off. And it usually means that I have began to feel unsafe or undervalued. And it doesn't sit right with my spirit at all. And it usually has something to do with me being triggered by something else and not really the person or people or things involved in that moment. It just happens to just be the thing that has triggered me. I had to go into this cocoon phase, like I talked about, that delayed process, and really like sort shit out. And what I realized is I need a bit more support from people who are not my peers, but who are a bit ahead in the game than I am, who can just support me in different levels of expertise than I can support myself in. I am doing therapy again with Dr. J, who I'm obsessed with. She's a Scorpio, she's bomb. My therapy sessions with her were so lit, and the only reason why I wasn't able to continue them during that time is that financially it was not possible for me to do. I had to like pause on that, even though I really didn't want to. But it's good to know that I am in a financial space now where I can do therapy, but also in those moments where I feel like it might be a tight bind, I can really trust that the universe is going to provide me the resources that I need so that I can continue to feel sweet, so that I am not a bitter person, that I can operate in my design, because as I do that, I am better for the world at large. Just reconnected with my mentor since I was 17, Nori, who is like just. I told her yesterday during our conversation, I'm like, you're like a more refined version of me. Because everything she talks about, not only do I know intellectually, but I practice embodying actively. She's just so eloquent when she speaks. I just love it. So shout out, Yonori. I love you so much. And she just was this breath of fresh air for me. And she just said a lot of beautiful things about who I am. And because she's known me probably the longest in my life outside of my mother and my other mentor, Miss Diana, she just knows me so well. And she was able just to speak to my bravery and my consistency in being this light and how when I was 17, I really did struggle with the amount of expectations and pressure people put on me because they saw how capable I was to do all these fantastic things. But no one really ever questioned or asked me if I had the capacity to do it. And because no one did that, I didn't realize that capacity was a thing. And I overextended myself so many times. And though I was able to create really impactful, beautiful movements and experiences for hundreds of people, I've won awards for my leadership for a very long time. I have lots of awards at my mom's house. I didn't know that I could have turned those things down. And she just reminded me of, like, I just love how you are prioritizing yourself right now. We're talking and things like that. I can just really see how you really care about yourself and your well-being, and you're not willing to sacrifice it. And I thought it was so interesting because I felt the direct opposite. And that kind of happens with projectors. It's hard for us to see ourselves the way other people are seeing us. So it was nice to have that conversation and have someone tell me that, no, you are living this truth. You are in this light. And maybe you're a bit more in your head than you realize. And then I realized in that conversation that I was self-sabotaging. I was creating all these different stories of how I was going to be letting down so many people and disappointing so many people by recentering my life around me again. And it's not true. And even if I end up disappointing some people, ultimately, I do believe that I've attracted the right people in my life where they're going to be like, I just care about your well-being, you know? And as long as you're good and you feel taken care of, then we can figure out the rest. And I had to remind myself of that. And if I have attracted people in my life, if they slip through the cracks and they don't have that type of response for me, that it's just information. And I got that from my other girlfriend. I had a really deep conversation with her, Corinne. Shout out Corinne. She's so cool. She was talking to me and she was like, yeah, it's all this information. And it was like, poof, like a mind-blowing moment for me where I'm like, whoa, yeah, it's all information. So even if someone feels disappointed, even if someone says I've done something that I don't maybe feel that I've done, or maybe I do feel that I've done, you know, whatever the case is, it's all just information. Which means that why not choose to have the information feel good and benefit me as much as possible? You know what I mean? I think sometimes things are not gonna feel good, and that's the purpose, that's the contrast in life. But for the times where I get to choose, which is quite often, actually, mostly all the time, I can actively choose to just be like, it's information. Hold on 1 second, my niece is calling me. Hi, Pepper. Oh, you sent me something? Oh, I can't wait to hear it. Oh, okay. Was that exciting for you? Hi, Wes. I miss you. I'm upstairs. I'm recording a podcast episode. I am actually talking about my life right now. I can come downstairs after I'm done recording it. I love you. Bye. Special break brought to you by Parker because she's awesome. But okay, self-sabotage, being very sophisticated, I realized that that's what I was experiencing and going through, and that it was causing me so much discomfort in life because I was so hesitant to move or to make a decision or to do anything. And that is really not like me. I'm not a person that takes a long time to make decisions. I'm not a person that's really indecisive. I know usually what it is that I want. So it's just weird to have that those feelings. But again, it's that cocoon phase. It's that discomfort that people don't talk about in the cocoon phase where, like, you become mush, you know? Like, have you ever really looked into the cocoon phase for a butterfly? It's rough. You become this, like, mush, and then you're, like, redesigned, and then you get your wings, and then that beautiful process happens when you break through. But even that breaking through is still, like, yucky and painful. So I'm in the midst of that. I'm feeling a lot better about it now that I'm clear on what it is that I'm experiencing. Having that support is just so helpful. So I say this to say that if you feel like you need to enroll in therapy, please go and find a therapist. I know that therapy can be costly. Again, I'm speaking from experience. There are some really amazing resources out in the world that can help you with that. My favorite one, and where I'm actually doing my therapy with, is Soul Care Collective, because they do have really affordable therapy and, like, top-notch therapists and practitioners to help you through just life. Not even if you're going through a hard time. Because again, yes, I'm in that cocoon phase, and yes, it is kind of crazy, but I'm really prepared for it. I'm doing therapy as more of a preventative measure. I'm realizing that if the self-sabotage has gotten so sophisticated that I thought I was, like, losing my shit, I probably should go to therapy just to make make sure that as I'm moving forward, I don't put myself in that same situation again. Therapy. Also, get a mentor if you don't have one. They're just really clutch and helpful. Like, Yonori's only a few years older than me, but she is living a life that I would like to live at some point. So I know that she has firsthand experience on how to get there to that type of lifestyle. And it's really good to just be around someone who can provide that type of insight and information for you. If you don't have a mentor, get a mentor. And if you cannot get a mentor yet, which again, there are so many different ways to get a mentor. So let's say you don't have direct access to someone. They probably have a book or a podcast or interviews or things that you can do to get to know them better. And just start there and build from there. But have someone that is where you want to be guide you on that journey and make sure that when you are working with your peers, that you do take it with a bit of salt because they are where you are, right? Because they're your peer. And they just might have different levels of expertise in different areas of life. Just make sure that you're doing what feels best for you. And that if you're moving out of love, make sure that you're moving out of love for yourself first and then for those outside of you, just to ensure that you are going to enjoy your journey a bit more. Shared all that with you. Hope that felt good to you. It actually felt good for me to share. So yes, to us being intimate, that's really one of my core themes this year, is to have more intimacy with the people in my life. And that includes you if you're listening to this episode. I wanted to share some energy of my aunt Carmen, who passed away a while ago actually. But she was incredible. She was definitely a bruja. She was just so wonderful in my life. My love for black and white, it comes from her. And her energy has been more pronounced since being in this cocoon phase and remembering these very valuable aspects of growth. I've just been leaning on her spirit even more. Like, my dishes are all from her. Pieces in my wardrobe are from her. My red nails, that's an Aunt Carmen thing. She was really into crystals and healing. I just remember always feeling very safe with her and feeling very seen without having to explain myself verbally. She just knew. She would just provide things for me without me asking. And I really do pray that I am as incredible of an aunt as she was to me. She's been gone for almost, if not a decade. And I mean, her wisdom, we didn't speak often either, but just when we would talk and when I was around her, I just always felt good. She came up a lot when I got rid of my couch. Shout out Randy Eugene. I was complaining about my couch because it was stressing me out. There's a blog post on this. I might make it audio, I'm not sure. But I was complaining about my couch and how it was stressing me out because it was so big and bulky and just symbolized an era of my life that I was done with. And he came and took it away. And as soon as that happened, like, this lifted up such heavy energy that was in my apartment that I wasn't even aware of, that was really draining the shit out of me. And I still needed a place to sit in my living room. So I made like this like floor mat meditation kind of nook. And it instantly reminded me of the one that my Aunt Carmen had in her apartment, where she would sit. She would have her books, her journal, her tea. She'd have music playing in the background. And I was just like, wow, I get to embody that energy. And she really is with me in this moment. So I am dedicating this episode to her because her beauty, her energy, her intention in my life really has shaped me and allowed me to feel comfortable in these moments of transition. Whether it's me waiting on a new couch or me moving through a breakup, stepping into a new level of life. Something about her energy reminds me that I'm very prepared and capable to really trust my intuition. So this one's for you, Auntie Carmen. Let's get some life updates. Right? So I was just talking about the cocoon phase that I'm personally going through, but I have some really fun things to share. So if you don't know, I'm a part of a program that I can't talk about, which is probably why you don't know about it now that I've said it out loud. I'm almost done with that program, which is very exciting. Then I have two other programs that I'm currently in that I got scholarships for because I really do win a lot of things. I really am a lucky person, and we'll have a whole episode on my relationship with luck and when it began and how it's going and how I sustain it. I ended up getting a scholarship to the School of Radical Healing for the Trauma-Informed Approaches program, and I'm enjoying it so much. I'm learning so much about who I am, how I process, what my traumas are, but also how I can help my clients and my community navigate their traumas. And I've really been enjoying just the way that my professor, the way she speaks and how she holds space for us, it's so magnificent. Just watching her teaching style, I've learned so much, let alone the content that she's shared with us and the books that I'm reading. Then I also am in another program that I just got accepted to with a scholarship, and it's the Embodied Philosophy program for the Awakened Body, where I get to learn somatic approaches so that I can help my clients' community navigate trauma as well and become more embodied, really using their body as the tool that it is designed to be so they can live a better life. So that's happening. I start classes for that on Monday, and I will be enrolled in school until about May. It feels really good to be back in school. I would have never thought I would ever comfortably say that with a smile on my face, but I love what I'm learning because it is allowing me to be a better person and a better practitioner. And I am very devoted to being as well-rounded and as digestible and credible as I can be. And these programs that I'm in are allowing me to do exactly that. And they're inspiring me to produce content. So you're gonna get a lot more content around trauma-informed approaches and somatic work as I am getting certified in both. And I am also in a class with a world-renowned teacher, and I'm learning about neuroplasticity and neuroscience of like how the brain rewires. And between that class and the other two classes that I'm in, I'm going to be able to provide you guys some really fun, interesting insights on how the brain processes trauma and how your body processes trauma and how you can use both to have a fuller experience in life and not be delayed or weighed back by your trauma, but understand it's a part of the human experience and get comfortable with it. So I'm really excited about that because the end goal is for my community and my clients to be able to access pleasure with more ease and more efficiency and to feel comfortable embracing it in their lives. And everything that I'm learning currently in school allows me to do that. So it's baller. I don't know if that's a thing that we say, but that's what I felt like saying. I've been watching a lot of New Girl. Anyway, so those are happening, and it requires a lot of time for me to study, which means that I'm not going to be as social as I would like to be, because I really want to make sure that I am not only intellectualizing these things, but like really embodying the practices and just the information so that I can better show up for y'all. If you see me declining a lot of different things, just know that I'm learning and I'm growing, and it's a good thing, and it's okay, and that I'm safe. Have that with my school programs. I want to share that because I'm very excited about everything that I'm a part of and just getting my certifications. Yeah, it's gonna be a vibe. I also am teaching in person, so I currently teach at a charter school here in Philadelphia 3 times a week, which I love doing for the most part. My kids are, depends on the day. Sometimes they're fantastic, other times they are interesting. But I have a really good time being able to go outside and just connect with them, and they're really sweet, 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 sweet people. I have that on my plate as well, and I have a full roster of clients. So I'm an executive wellness coach for a nonprofit that's currently in development, and I'm working with their team on getting them to better understand how their energy works, how they can harness their energy, and how they can use it together as a group so that they can build a solid foundation for their organization. And I've really enjoyed that. And then I'm also doing some one-on-one work for some other incredible women, all different ages, which I love. I love that, like, my youngest client is like in their teens, like my oldest client is like well into like their 70s. Like, love that for me. Just the expansion across the decades is really great, and it really does help me to have a wider lens on how people process energy and how people process trauma, no matter their age. So like my kids in Philadelphia are like 4 to about 8, and then I have like my clients who are like teenagers, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I also have a contract with Freelancers Union. If you don't know about them, they're this incredible organization that provides really quality experiences for freelancers so you don't feel alone in this journey. I will be coordinating and teaching wellness programming for them for the first half of 2023, which is great because I ended my membership this year. So if you want to be in a class with me, that's free, by the way. You can join me once a month with Freelancers Union. I would sign up to their newsletter so that you can see when the classes are. I think my next class is at the end of February. So I have that, which is fantastic, and I get to teach my signature courses. So these are all courses that I've only taught in my membership, which is really freaking cool and exciting to finally put on a more public platform. So I'll be teaching things outside of EFT this year, which is great. Outside of the podcast, coming back. I have my Lotus Life Deck. So this is my first digital offering. And I did a vision board party, a life deck party, at the end of 2022. And it was amazing. We were on there for hours. And it just was a group of fantastic, creative beings who are here to shift and shape the world. And we just had a good time. We had a playlist by Smoke Break. Laura was there. I created a really dope ass Canva template that you can plug into that helps you organize every area of your life, and you get to do it with ease. I provide guided meditations, tapping sessions, even podcast episodes that dive in deeper on a certain aspect of your life so that you can really show up from this more vulnerable, honest space as you're creating this deck just for you. In the Life Deck parties, Petra dropped some journal prompts that were really helpful and helped people to just expand their vision. And we just had a really good time. And people loved it so much that they wanted me to do it again. So I decided to bring it back, and I will be having a Life Deck party every quarter. The next one coming up is the 24th of February. So if you wanna join me with that, you can. You can also purchase the Life Deck, which is a Canva template. And it also comes with a audio of me breaking down each page of the template so that you can get better insight. So it's literally like I'm personally there with you, helping you navigate your life deck. And then if you purchase the template along with the audio, you'll get access to an upcoming life deck party. And the life deck parties are so much fun. So even if you're going in for your first time, we'll go over each page and how you can utilize it. You can get to ask me questions in real time, which is really important because everyone's mind works so uniquely. It's nice to just give time for people to be like, can you clarify this? I feel stuck making this vision come to life. You have any insight on that? And then there's other professionals that'll be there that'll help guide you in that journey. And then if you're just coming back to just share your deck and what you've created and how you've been refreshing it and the manifestations that have come from you using your deck, like that's also a vibe too, because it shows first timers like what you can accomplish and what you can achieve and experience by using the life deck. And then it's also just nice to just like amp yourself up and be in a space of people who are gonna be like, go ahead, like that's fantastic, I love this for you, this is so exciting. Everyone from the life deck party has been sharing their life decks with me and just sharing how easy it is to transform their lives, and more importantly how their energy has shifted and their mindsets have shifted. So they're now really showing up in life a fuller version of themselves. So I have that finally available for you to purchase. Link will be linked to not only this episode, but in my newsletter too. And I'm really excited for people to experience it. My intention is that you're using this every quarter to up level your life, but really I want you to use it in a daily practice. I look at my life deck, if not daily, then every other day, just to see what it would feel like, to evoke emotion, evoke feeling on how my life is unfolding. And it's really helpful, especially when I'm in moments of my cocoonness and I feel like, what the fuck am I doing? It's nice to see my life deck and be like, this is something that I have called in that is unfolding and expressing itself in this exact moment. And all I have to do is take a breather, come back into my body, chill out, and let it present itself to me. If it's something that sparks your interest and you're like, this would be really cool for me to journey with throughout the year, especially if you're not able to be a one-on-one client with me currently, since my roster is full, or you can't make it to one of my classes, or the podcast is juicy but you need a bit more, I encourage you to get the Lotus Life Deck. It really is something I'm very proud of, and I'm happy to finally be able to share with you all. Before I go, one other thing just came up for me that I want to remind you of is that I'll be dropping more meditations and prayers this year too. They are a special genre of meditation that I was able to co-create with my sister. Her inspiration, like, she's just so brilliant. You will probably be seeing snips of that on my TikTok, most likely, maybe Instagram, I don't know, but definitely I'm going to put them on TikTok first. So Lotus Alobo on TikTok, on Instagram. We'll be able to meditate together again. I know you guys really enjoyed the meditations that I did a few years ago, so I'm going to bring them back. If you have a topic that you want me to meditate on, feel free to email me the topic, drop it in the comments here. I'm not a big DM girl, so if you DM me, I may or may not get it. Like I said, this season is expect the unexpected, but also the theme of it is I'm reintroducing myself to me and to you, and I'll have an episode on what that is. I'll be sharing my core values, really pivotal, fun stories that provide insight and inspiration for your journey. There might be some interviews. I really have cool people in my life. I feel like I'm going to be doing some interviews throughout the season too. And the cool thing about it is that it's going to flow however it needs to. So it may be visual sometimes. It also might just be audio. But I encourage you to not only be subscribed to the podcast, but also be subscribed to my Substack and my email list, because I'm just going to pour out information however it sees fit. And I know that if you're signed up for everything, you won't miss anything, right? If there is anything else that I want to share that's more timely, like any upcoming events that might be happening in real time, I will add that to my email list for you to check out and for you to read. And yeah, I am really happy to be back in this way, and I really hope you enjoyed yourself. Let me know what resonated from this episode. Was it the everything is just information, so stop attaching weird, complex stories and energies to it and weighing yourself down? Was it the cocoon phase? Was it my Aunt Carmen's energy? I don't know. Let me know what felt good for you and what you want to see more of. And I will make sure to, you know, share in that joy with you. I love you so much. I love you to the moon and back.